We're up to Nun Hamud Beis, the top of the daf. The Gemara is now in the middle of finding Mekoros for Heora by everything. We had Heora by Krisis and by Lavim, and Lavim that only applied to Kohanim and Mitzvah Saseh. And now Yevama L'Shuk Menolim. Right? How do you know that Heora is Chayev for a Yevama who lives with somebody other than the Yavam before she gets Chalitza? Ilaman Diomer Lav Lav. So it's a machlokas what exactly the Isra of Yevama L'Shuk is. If you hold to Lav, so wherever you learn all the other Lavim, that we had Heora, Yechayev, you know that it's from there. Ilaman Diomer Essay Essay. According to Van Diomer, says that someone else marrying the Yevama is only an essay, so we already learned, Mrs. Assay also, that Heora is Chayev. Ella Yevama L'Yavam in Ovam. Right. How do you know that the Yavama is nicknamed to the Yavam with Heora? You don't need Gemar Bia, right? But what's it called? Gemara says, Asya Bia Bia. Right? We learn it from Xerishova, Bia Bia, Rashi, Bia Bia Michavi Lavin, Dixi Behulo, Yavo Mamzer. So by what's it called? Yavama Yavo Eileha, same Yavo, just like over here, Heora is Chayiv, over here, Heora is Kone. Isha Labailam and all, and how do you know a woman is nicknays who's with Bia? How do you know Heora makes the Kenyan? Asya Kicha Kicha. We learn Kicha Kicha. What's it called? It says Kiyikach Ish Isha, right? And that's what we learn Kedushin from. And it says by Chayve Krisos also, Lo Yikach or Kiyikach or whatever, so same Lashon. And just like by Chayve Krisos, Heora is like Red Gemar Bia, so too by Kedushin, it's Kona, Kirashi. Yevama L'Shuk, below Chalitza. And I in the Heora, Didoki Gemar Bia. How do you know that if somebody lives with a Yevama who didn't get Chalitza, that you're over the Isser from Heora on? Ilaman Diomer Lav, Dixiv Losia Ishis Hameis, Yalfin Heora L'Chayv Yilavin. Right? It says Losia Ishis Hameis Hachutza. From there we learn a law that no one else is allowed to marry her until she has chalitza. Ilamam diomer esei, d'chsiv yevamo yavu eleh v'lo achet. Right? The law habo mechlal esei esei. V'hai lo siye matik lo le'en kedushin tofsin ba. The man diomer who says that it's only an essay, what does he do with the pasuk lo siye yevamo, what's it called, hachutza? With that, but we learn from there not that there's a lav of somebody else marrying her, but it's impossible to make kedushin with her. Right? Kedushin aren't toe-faced with the yavama who didn't have chalitza yet. V'achikomer lo yeh bo havaya lezor. Not an iser, it's a metzias. Upluks of the Rabbi Shmuel who beisha kama. Later on in Tzadik Beis, machlokas Rabbi Shmuel whether there's a lav by yavama l'shuk or only an essay. Eli yavama l'yava minalim. The koni lo beharo. How do you know that the yavam is kona, the yavama with haora? Isha labayla l'inyam mekadosh bebiyam and olam beharo mekadosh. How do you know that a woman is nicknamed to her husband with kedushay biya from haora? Kicha kicha kiyikach ish isha boala umihacha yalfin and kedushay biya k'siv hacha kicha k'siv hasan b'chayv yekrisus kicha. Also says lashon kiyikach or lo yikach, and therefore what's it called? Just like by krisus. Heor is like Gemar Bia, so too by Kedushe Bia. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava. Loma li de kosav rachmona shichva zera b'shivcha charufa, shichva zera b'eishas ish, and shichva zera b'sota. Right, l'chora, so there are three places in the Torah where it mentions shichva zera, which means Gemar Bia. Why does it mention Gemar Bia in these three places? Shemar says, the shifcha charufa kedamoren, because over there is a special halacha. You don't bring an asham unless there was gemar bia. So it's the exception to the rule. Normally heora is like gemar bia. Shifcha charufa is the exception. So you need the pasuk shifcha zera to tell me that. The eishes ish, right? By the eishes ish, it doesn't come to tell me that heora isn't kol nehor, or you're not chayiv on eishes ish with heora alone. Prat l'mishamish meis, right? That what's it called? Mishamish meis means that you had bia without an erection. That's not called Maisabiya. That's Mishamish Meis. Mara says, Honicha Laman Diomar Mishamish Meis Barayis Potter. That's not called a Maisabiya. Ela Laman Diomar Chayev, but according to Laman Diomar, who says that you're Chayev, even without Kishui, right, Mishamish Meis, right, where your aver is not alive, meaning it's not what's it called erect. Michael Amemer. So if you hold it, Mishamish Meis Barayis is Chayiv. You can't say that Shichva Zera comes to tell me that you're not Chayiv on an Eishes Ish unless you what's it called it's Bekishui. Ela Pratla Mishamish Mesa. You live with a woman, a married woman who never got a divorce, but she died. You live with her after death. I think it's called necrophilia. Yeah. Right? You live with a dead woman. Right? And the Solka Dait Chamina, Hoela Achra Misa Nomiak Risha'ero, because it says, what's it called? Risha'ero, he's Matame. So his wife is called his wife even after death. Right? It's not till death do us part, but it's even after that. Right? Person's wife, even after she's dead, is still his wife, right? We'll see that that's not the case. I might think if somebody lives with her when she's dead, he has bia with her body after she's dead, but she's still eishes ish. Kamash malon, no, has to be what's it called shichva zera, and not living with somebody dead. Okay, Rashi. Right, that her husband was mekana her, and then somebody lived with her shichva zera. We know her there also. Even her aura is chayiv. So why does that have to say shichva zera? Kidam moran de moinin gmarbia de lo tema ki heichid de mechayiv malkus beha'ara lechayiv nomei osham beha'ara. By shivcha charufa comes to tell me that even though you get malkus for he'ara, like all other chayvi lavim, chayvi krisis or whatever, but you don't bring in osham unless there was Gmar Bia. The Mishamish Mace, Be'aver Mace, below Kishui, Dein Roy Lahazriya. Right? The Aver is Mace. It's not hard, then it can't be, it's not Motzi Zera. Honich Lamandi Omer Bishmuos Perikidia Satumala, that Mishamish Mace Be'arayas is Potter. But if you hold Mishamish Mace Be'arayas is Chayiv, so then that's not a reason not to be Chayiv. When it says, the Mishamish Mesa, Eishes ish la'achar misosa. If you live with a married woman after she's dead, that we learn from shichva zera that you're not chayiv. Soka daita chamina ho la'achar misosa she'ero debay la'mikri. You'll see if gabi tuma ki'im l'she'ero. The amirin she'ero zo ishto l'chayiv. Although even after she's dead, she's still considered his relative. It's not like when a husband dies, he's no longer the husband. We learn from sukim. Misa sabal frees her from the bonds of kedusha. But Mises HaIsha doesn't free her from the bonds of marriage, L'chora. Right? Tosa says there is another place that we know in Yesh Nochin that the Baal is not Yorish HaSisto. We have a Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk? Nayu Mesu Gam Shnehem. That a woman after she dies obviously isn't Chayav Misa anymore. So we learn from other psukim also. It says the Gemara says that learns from in Bava Basra that Hordas fell in love with one of the princesses of the Chashmonaim and he wanted to marry her. He was an Evid and she went up on the roof and committed suicide rather than marry him. So he preserved her body in honey and used to live with her. So that's called Maisa Hordas, and the Gemara has a posik that what's it called? Mishamish Mesa, we learn from Umesu Gam Shnehem, Pratla Maisa Hordas. So Maisa, in the end, a woman who is dead is no longer really a married woman, l'chora. Right? Even though for certain halachas she's still considered his relative, that's because she was his relative, not because she has a din of an eishes ish now. Okay. Okay, let's go on. So therefore, you need the pasuk, what's it called, the shichva zera, to tell me that if you have a bia that can't possibly be nizra, meaning the woman's dead, right? Dead women usually don't become pregnant. So therefore, what's it called? Your pater mishamish mesa. Okay. Now the Gemara says, desota lamali, why do you need the pasuk shichva zera? By Sota, l'chedetanya, for the following. It says in the Braisa, Shichva Zera Prat L'Dover Acher, my Dover Acher, right? It says that he's Mekane Ishto, and somebody lives with her Shichva Zera. It comes to exclude the following. Omer of Sheishis, Prat L'Shekina L'Shelo Kedarka, right? Where he said to her the following. He said, L'chora, I don't want you to be alone with this guy. Now, he doesn't have to say, I don't want you to be alone with this guy and have beer with him. He doesn't have to say anything, okay? But if he said, I'm only makbid that you don't have beer shaloka darka with him. That's what it's talking about, okay? The Gemara is going to say that that's not the case. But I'm only makbid that you don't have beer with him, gemar beer. So since his kinui was only on this specific thing, so that's what it comes to exclude, okay? Omer le Rava Mishkeve Yishoksi Vamaisa Shalok Kedarka is just much as chayiv as Kedarka, right? Mishkeve Isha, there are two mishkavas, two orifices that a person can have bia with, the front and the back, and either one is considered a bia. El Omer Rava Prat Meshekin La Derech Eivori. He said to his wife, I don't want you to be alone with this guy. And I'm only makbid that you don't have bia derech evarim, which means that he doesn't insert himself into her, but only, what's it called, either between her breasts or between her legs or whatever. Derech evarim. Omer le Abaya pritsuso asa rachmona. Right? That is, what's it called, going to make her a sota? She didn't have bia. They just, what's it called, had the physical contact, but no beer. That's that kinui is going to help and make her a sota. It's only preachers. And I don't need a pasuk to tell me that that's excluded from shichva zera. I don't need a pasuk shichva zera to tell me that that wouldn't make her a sota. Elam rabbaya prat l'shekina lo b'neshika. That he said, I'm the kind of you, I don't want you to live with this guy, and to make neshika, neshika over here was what we said before, that's the least kind of he'ara, where the two avers touch. He doesn't insert any part of the aver into her, but they just touch. According to the man, the Amru says that he'ara, you have to put in the head of the aver. So neshika is not considered bia. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me, shichva zera, that I might think that neshika is yes considered a bia? Kamash Malon, no, that's no worse than, no better than, or no worse than Achnos, than Derech Eivorim. El Leman Diom Rezu Neshika, Michael, if you hold He'or as Neshika, then Vali, that's considered a vice of bia. So that can't be excluded. El La Olam Leshekin La Derech Eivorim. Now going back to what he said before. He said, I'm only makbid that you don't have bia Derech Eivorim. Right. In other words, only an external kind of bia. The itzrich and the Abaya asks, "I that's just my supreme." So sokadait chamina bekpeda debal talit rachmana. The Torah didn't depend on what's considered a ma'isa bia to make her a sota, but what the kpeda of the baal, the ma'isa. There's two things over here. There's the fact that she's mal bi'isha, she betrays her husband, and she's over an iser. So the iser could be is only derech He'ora or Gmar Bia or whatever. But anything that betrays the husband could be, there's a Marik, famous Marik, that says a woman who, what's it called, who thinks that it's mutter to be mezana. She thinks it's mutter to commit adultery. Omer is mutter. She thought she learned, you know, when she was in school that it's okay to commit adultery. Right? There was some kind of heter. And she lived with somebody. So the Marik says she still lost her to her husband. That's not called an onus. Because it's more lamal, but bebaila. The maisa, she betrayed her husband. Maybe legabi isurim, omer mutter, could be an onus. But not legabi betraying her husband. And by sota, the iser is also for betraying her husband. So more lamal. So I might think over here the same thing. Since her husband said, I don't want you to have any physical contact, and if she had physical contact, she becomes a sota, because that's betraying her husband. Kamash Malon, no, he can't make up new halachas. It's only called betraying her husband if she had bia. Whatever bia is, but not stop fooling around with some kind of physical touch. Right, but Kamash Malon, no, that it doesn't go after Kepedes Habal. See Rashi. He said, I suspect that you are having bia shaloka darka with this guy. Stay away from him and don't have bia shaloka darka with him. Okay. Rashi learns, he didn't actually say it. Tosfos learns he had to say it. Otherwise, he doesn't say anything. He just says, don't be alone with him. For anything. Right? So, but if he specified, I'm not makbid on anything but this. That's how Tosfos learns. Rashi learns, we know the guy was suspected, his wife, of living with this guy, Shaloka Darka. So when he told her not to be alone with him, we know that that's what he meant. He wasn't choshed that they had regular bia. He was only choshed that they were living together unnaturally. Like Tos, that what's it called? That he said to her specifically, I'm only makbid if you live with him shaloka darka. Otherwise, I'm not moving kani. So the kinui goes on shaloka darka. Mishkave ishoksiv hukshushneim. That can't be, because shaloka darka is just has the same halacha as kadarka. It's a regular bia. Derech evorim miuch dadim v'dosh machutz b'shar evorim. So it comes to where he said, I'm not makbid on bia, but I don't want you to, what's it called, to have any kind of external kind of bia. Just stam physical contact. So Mora says, Pritzusa kosher rachmona. So Abaye said, why would I need a posik to tell me that that's not included? Would I think a woman becomes a sota just from pritzus, just from fooling around? Without any bia? Bitmia, kolomer pshita, the lav kinu, he the mishum pritzusa, lo mitzvah, there. That woman just stam, what's it called, hugs and kiss somebody, now she's not going to become osir as a sota. Beneshika, ever no shake, but mokum tashmish. So the guy said, I don't want you to have bia with neshika so'ever. Right? So if you learn neshika so'ever is not he'ora, so that's a lot more than just stam pritzos. Right? It already could be. There's an opinion that says that's bia. So according to Man Yomer, says not bia. I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not anything that would answer her as a sota. Hanich leman Yomer lekan b'shmais and he'ora zu hachnosa satora. So Nishik Ava Nishika Lav Herahi, below Mitzra Labai Lebahachi, she doesn't become usher to her husband just with Nishika, Shapir Ka Amras, the Lav Kinui. Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell me that's not Kinui. But Elamad Yom Nishika Harahi, Hechi Mamayitla. But if you hold that Nishika is He'ara, how is it Mamay? It's a regular beer. It's a regular Kinui. So that can't be what's excluded. Okay, let's go on. Omar Shmua, He'ora Zun Neshika. Now we have the machlokas that we mentioned already a few times. Shmuel says, what is He'ora? We've learned now that He'ora, you're chayiv on it like a regular bia. You're what's it called, Kona and Isha and Yavama with He'ora. What is He'ora? So Shmuel says, it's Neshika, meaning the two Evarim touch. There's no insertion at all, it's just a touch. Moshel, why is that considered a Maisa bia? Marshal the other shemeniach et bo al piv. Put your finger on your lips. E'ef sheshlo yidchok habos. It's impossible that you don't indent the flesh somewhat. That's called an insertion. Right? Put your finger on your lips. Any little bit of pressure is already going to put it past the outside of the lip. And therefore, putting the aver, but also makom, even though you didn't insert it at all, but they touched, that much of pressure is considered insertion. Ki also Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omer Rabbi Yochanan Gmar Bia. Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that what's it called? That it's Gmar Bia. Shifra Charufa Zu Hachnosas HaTorah. Gemar Bia B'Shifra Harufa Zu Achnosas HaTorah. And Rabba Bar Chana said in the Rabbi Yochanan that Einochinami Heora is like Shmuel Neshika. What's considered Gemar Bia when you put in the Atorah? Anything after that is for sure a Maisa Bia, but the finishing of Bia is already when you put in the head of the Aver. But if you don't put in the head of the Aver, it's just Neshika. That's Heora, like Shmuel. So Rabba Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, basically said what Shmuel said. Heora is Neshika. Gmar Bia is Hachnosas HaTorah. And anything after that is for sure Bia. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Shichva Zera Eino Chayiv Ela Al Bias HaMiruk. Right? That says by Shifcha Charufa, Shichva Zera. You're not Chayiv and Osham unless you have Bias HaMiruk. Miruk means that you mamish inserted the aver, what's it called, that's what we think now, a complete insertion. My lab miruk gid, that you actually inserted the gid itself, not just the atara, not just the head of the aver. So verse is low, miruk atara. It means that you inserted the atara, and that's considered gemar bia. And therefore, what's considered ha'ara? Neshika. Okay. Ki also Rav Dimi Om Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan something else. So until now, Shmuel and Rabba Bar Bar Chana and then Rav Yochanan all said that Heora is Neshika and Achnosas HaTorah is Gemar Bia. So when Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Heora zu Achnosas HaTorah. Not like Rabba Bar Bar Chana, but that Rav Yochanan said that Heora is Achnosas HaTorah. And anything less than that is not even Heora. Stam preaches. But it's not a B at all. Amru lei v'ha Rabba Bar Bar Chana lo amr hachi. Rabba Bar Chana said Rabbi Yochanan said that it's Neshika. How could you say Rabbi Yochanan said it's Achnos HaTorah? Amru lehu, oh hiu shakroi o amr shakri. Either he's lying or I'm lying. Right? That enochanami, I heard differently. We'll see later that why they could make a mistake. But in any case, one said Rabbi Yochanan said that Heor is Neshika, and one said that Rabbi Yochanan said, Ha'or is Hachnosas HaTorah. Hachnosas HaTorah. Okay.